This is the Epilogue Audio Experience.
Hello people, how are you all doing? Thank you for tuning in to your favorite music podcast, 9XM Soundcast, where every week you get to listen to an inspiring artist. Thank you so much for making this podcast trend on Apple Podcasts and Spotify India. This only means that we haven't lost the connect despite these difficult times. And it definitely boosts our spirits to create newer episodes, bring to you different musicians each week. So here I am, Eva Bhatt, with another brand new episode recorded remotely on Epilogue Media. So joining me today is someone bubbling with pulsating energy, optimism and that true fighter spirit. She is popular as the Hamma girl in Bollywood since she was the voice of the recreation in OK Janu as well as the Tamil original. But she is much more than that, of course. She has been singing for A.R. Rahman for his numerous soundtracks. National Film Award winner singer is with us right now in this episode. Please welcome Sasha Tirupati. Hey, Sasha.
Hi, Eva. Good to talk to you again.
Sasha, it's so amazing to hear your voice and I'm so thankful to you. You have agreed to do this remotely from your place. And we just had you on the podcast just last month. And, we are going to release that particular episode very soon, hopefully. But for now, the listeners, you have Sasha Tirupati on the other line. And we are talking to each other remotely. And thanks to Epilogue Media for getting this, possible. I'm so happy that we are going to talk to Sasha Tirupati also because I am particularly excited about the entire the soundtrack of 99 songs. And Sasha happens to, she has sung two songs in it. So Sasha, yeah. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I have two songs on the soundtrack. One is a female solo, which is a tremendous privilege in times like these where there's so few female solo songs, and it's called Soja Soja. And I'm very grateful to Rahman sir for entrusting me with that song because it's very different from other tracks I've sung. It's my first jazz oriented song for a film that I've sung, and I think that is if that wasn't a bomb enough for me, the song itself was, there are so many dimensions to that one song itself that it feels like it's literally, the song is like a tornado. There's a storm, then there's a calm, then there's a storm, then there's another, bit of a calm, and then there's a little bit of rain and then there's sunshine. It's just, there's so much happening. It's four seasons in a year. That's one song for you.
Wow. And
yes. I had, it was nerve wracking singing that one because, honestly, I didn't think I'd be able to deliver that song. It's the way Rahman sir, he keeps pushing you. He keeps pushing you, and he identifies things in the singer that the singer may never have thought they are capable of having. And then when it comes out, and honestly, my reaction once the song came out was that, oh my God, is that me? Did I do that?
Wow. No, but honestly, it's just so amazing that, Rahman sir decided to release the soundtrack of 99 songs, which is such a special project of his. And during these times, at this time, when it's so much required, everybody needs that positivity, and but I think the entire soundtrack itself is a sort of a contribution, a musical sort of a contribution from his end. What do you have to say about that?
I feel like the entire soundtrack is that boat that you need in the middle of a storm, and that's what I feel 99 songs has done at a time like this, because we're all sitting home. There's one thing for sure, that nobody is going out to work. If they're working, they're probably working from home, or if they're, and most of us, we can't work from home. Like as singers, we can't really work from home unless, we have a studio setup or even like a mini setup. So for us, his music has always grounded us. It's always something that we have connected to and something that's that's helped us deal with so much we've gone through, and it continues to do that till
date. It's like a therapy. It's like, is it like a therapy?
Yeah, and Sarah has called it. Yeah, and called it healing. Like, you know,
wow.
When you listen to the whole, yeah, and you listen to the whole soundtrack, and that is exactly what you will feel. There are different ways in which every song will make you feel a certain way, and it'll heal you in a certain way. And I'm glad that it kept getting postponed till this point. There was probably a reason to that.
Wow, amazing. I think healing is the word that we want to listen to. Like, you know, healing is the word of the, like, you know, so proper for this particular phase that all of us are in. So Soja Soja is the song, guys, that you must check it out. It's from 99 Songs, produced by the A.R. Rahman. And we'll talk about, you know, your work chemistry with Rahman, sir, because I remember when we had you last month on the podcast, we spoke extensively about you know, your bonding with your guru and the things that you spoke about, you know, you shared about your experience of working with Rahman sir on various projects, like, you know, be it the award-winning, the national award-winning films, to this like to even Hamma Hamma, the entire soundtrack of OK Janu, and also the original Tamil film. So yeah, let's talk about that. Like, you know, you spoke to me extensively about Rahman sir. So can you talk about how different this experience has been as compared to other projects?
So see, sir has a process which is in a way, his process is that he doesn't attach himself to what he's doing. That is his process. And I think there's a lot to take away from that. And that is what's happened in 99 songs and the songs that he's the songs that I've sung on. So when we were doing Soja Soja, we probably did some 30 versions or you know, 30 different ideas that he had going at the same time. And actually not at the same time, it would come. And then, you know, suddenly something else would come to him and then something else would come. And he would keep, it was mutual in a way that he would keep coming to me and telling me that, okay, let's try this in the song. And then I would deliver that. And then he'd be like, hey, let's change this part and make it like this. So then I would sing that. And then he'd be like, so it's that thing where he keeps throwing things at you.
Wow.
And as an artist, you have the opportunity to imbibe it and respond immediately. And that's the most beautiful thing about working with Rahman sir. It makes the artist feel their art is being utilized. There we go.
Absolutely right. Absolutely.
Yes, and that is what Rahman sir does. He just makes the process, because a lot of times there's a lot of composers who want things a set way, and so there's no input from the artist. And I like to, you know, kind of interact when I'm and express when I'm recording a track, and that's something that you get to do when sir is recording you. And that was exactly what Soja Soja was like. So there's this one part where I say dishkyao. Dishkyao in, like, you know, 40 different ways. So it's like, so he'll be like, I shall make this soft. So then I'll be like, dishkyao. He's like, okay, now give me an aggressive dishkyao. I'll be like, dishkyao. Then he'll be like, you know, so there is just so much going on. And that is, it's so fun recording with Rahman sir. I mean, it's just
so so, yeah. So Shasha, do you mean that like he's totally unpredictable also in terms of, as a musician, as a composer?
Yes, that's exactly the word. He is very unpredictable, and even his mood is very unpredictable.
how he has been since he is he has produced this movie and he has written it also? Tell me how his mood was, since you just spoke about it, since he has produced this movie as well.
Yeah, you know, I like that he's moody, because I think that's what, it's the temperament that kind of translates into his music. And which is why a lot of people say that musicians are moody, and right. I can relate to that. And I'm a Capricorn as well. I think Capricorns in general are very moody. But other than that, I think that really, really, it's I think it's a necessity in order to be a true in order to be true to your art, and that's something that I see in Ramanthas. And
yeah, and to have that graph and to have that variety in your creations. Yeah.
Oh yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So tell me, have you ever counted? I'm sure you haven't. Have you ever counted, like, you know, the number of songs and the number of languages that you have sung for Rehman sir? I'm sure you haven't. You don't want to.
Well, I stopped counting after a certain point.
Yeah.
But I think I counted till about 36, and then after that, and then after that, I think I just kind of just. I don't know, just ballpark it, you know, just yeah. that way. But yeah, I don't know how many it's been with him. I don't want to count. I think I don't want to jinx it.
I know that feeling. And like, how many languages?
13.
13 languages.
In all, I've sung in 13 languages. With Sir, I think I've sung in 4 or maybe 3.
Ah.
Yeah,
lovely, lovely, amazing. So like, you know, before we go on to the next song, that is O Hum Nawa, which you have sung along with Arman Malik, let's also talk about the National Film Film Award winning song of yours, you know, Van Varuvan.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's just talk a little bit about that particular song, and then we'll talk about O Hum Nawa.
Sure. So, Van Varu Van was the song that I tracked in Mani Ratnam Sir's film, Saat Reveli Day, and it was composed by Rehman Sir. And it's one of those songs that you feel is completely you. If you were to give a song a body, I think Van Varu Van would be me in the flesh, you know? And I remember when I was recording the song, I was I did have one asthma attack in between it, but other than that, I was literally singing the entire song with a lump in my throat, because I was gonna crack at any point and cry, because there's just that song really, really hit me in that studio, and I will never forget that night. I will never forget what I felt that night. I will never forget how my body felt that night. It's just, it's one of those things. And then winning a national award for that, it's very humbling, yet, you know, parts of it, I'm a spiritual person. So for me, I think it was all divine intervention and Rehman's guidance. Yeah.
Wow. And like, and then, you know, you are the voice behind so many Bollywood hits that we have loved, like the Hamma song from OK Janu, and also the original, the Tamil movie.
Ah, that's OK Kanmani. I've sung three songs on OK Kanmani. Yes.
Yes, yes. And then from Half Girlfriend also, I think you sang.
Yes. I've sung Barish, and I've sung on Phir Bhi Tumko Chahunga.
Phir Bhi Tumko Chahunga with Arijit Singh. And I think one of my most favorite songs of yours, again, of A.R. Rahman, has been O Sona Tere Liye.
Ah, what a beautiful song.
From Mom, yes. And it's just so emotional. I think I will convince you to sing a few lines at the end of the podcast. So for now, can we have you sing Soja Soja for us and for our listeners?
Sure, I'll sing a couple of lines.
Sure.
Soja Soja raat ho gayi, Soja Soja raat ho gayi. सो जा सो जा रात हो गई हाँ सो जा रात हो गई हाँ सो जा रात हो गई a little bit
oh wow
you have to hear the full song. There's so much happening in it.
Absolutely.
There's another section in the song which is बहाना नहीं तो निशाना हो जा कहीं पे कहीं तो खुशी का फसाना हो जा सुनो सुनो मेरे यारो जरा बस के आप फिर बोल चुके हो
wow
Kind of like that.
Oh my God, absolutely enchanting. I mean, oh God, goosebumps, guys. You definitely would be like, you know, you have to check out the soundtrack of 99 Songs. And here we have Shasha Tirupati with us, remotely talking to us. And so let's jump on to the next song that you have sung in this movie, Oh Hum Nawa, with Arman Malik. How was that experience?
So I always feel like Soja Soja and Oh Hum Nawa are two different people. They're two absolutely antithetic entities. Soja Soja has a lot of character and personality and more on the face personality and character. And Oh Hum Nawa is like a flowing river. And when you listen to the melody and you listen to how I've co-written the lyrics on it as well. You'll kind of notice as a listener how the vocals kind of just intertwine with Arman Malik's vocals, and they're both masterpieces in their own way. Wow. It's very calming, it's very grounding, and it's such a gem of a song. Oh my God, it gives me goosebumps just thinking about it. There's a theme that goes throughout the song. Something like that. It's so beautiful. It's haunting.
Haunting. Let's also hear a few lines of Oh Hum Nawa.
I actually don't remember the song properly, but it's something along the lines of Oh Hum Nawa Tu Hai Mera Khuda, Oh Hum Nawa Tarera Tarera. It's not yet, but
no problem.
Please go and listen to the original. You'll love it.
Wow, no problem. And let's, Shasha, you know, since you have actively worked on the independent music also, like, you know, your collaboration with Chinmay Shripada, to even the song that released yesterday.
Yes, I released a cover. I released a cover of a beautiful song. I have been doing a lot of independent music. The last song I released independently was with Chinmay, and it's called Yer Indava. That was in summer. And we also recorded a Hindi version, which is called Ruti Hui.
Ruti Hui,
Yes. I've written the lyrics for that one, and that will be part of my EP, which is due for release in May, but now we're going to have to postpone it because of the pandemic we're going through right now. Better late than never, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's going to have about 5-6 songs on it, and most of them will be new songs, and probably a couple of songs, Ocean's Rain, from my previous release. And other than that, I just released a cover, actually, of a song called I Can't Make You Love Me If You Don't. And it was originally performed by Bonnie Raitt, and also George Michael had done a version of the song as well, which is stunning. Priyanka Chopra had done a version of the song.
Yes.
And how it came about was that I was sitting home, and I think I was on the verge of dying of boredom. And so I was like, you know, I have to do something with my life right now. Because I cannot keep singing and doing my riyaz and learning songs and cleaning my house and sanitizing my hands. I need to do something else besides this. So I very, very randomly, I just got up, and this is like, I don't know, 11 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. And I picked up this microphone. I had this Chinese microphone lying around the house, which doesn't work properly, and I just recorded my vocals on it on a click, and I sent the vocals to my pianist friend, and he played the piano parts on it, and he sent it back. And on the vocal track that I recorded, I picked up my phone, and I kind of adjusted the lights in my room. There's this one big green wall in my bedroom, so I just stood in front of it, and I used that one hand to take a selfie video, and I tried to move the camera. I tried to move the camera as if there's another person who's operating the camera, but it's actually me. And you can tell that I've only used one hand in the whole video, so the other hand's on the camera. And I live alone, so I don't have anybody to do it for me. So yeah. I was like, you know what? Whatever, I'm going to do this. And then I adjusted the light. I took some three different angle shots, and I tried to be as creative as I could with the resources I had. And then I sat on the edit for 16 hours and I edited the entire video through trial and error. And the song came out, and I apparently people are really loving it. Nikita just did a version with it. And Nikita Gandhi. And
yes.
Salim tweeted about it, and he mentioned on Instagram how much he liked the singing and the video. So it's actually very cool that people are listening to stuff being put out there. And I think at a time like this, I think people need to, this is them being told that go out of your comfort zones, you know, go and be creative, use whatever you have available and make something of it. And I think that's kind of something that people need to understand. I mean, which is probably the reason why, for me, it's just that I have a monkey's mind. So I need to keep my mind busy all the time. But,
right.
But you know, which is why the boredom really gets to me if I'm exhausted with the things that I can do. I probably am done reading 12 books in this entire time. I mean, imagine how fried I am.
No, but absolutely. I know, like, you know, that you are such a positive person. And like, you know, the last time when I met you, I remember, like, you know, you are bubbling with energy always, and which is probably the reason why we are talking to you. In fact, you have been a motivational speaker also, like, you know, you have done a TEDx earlier in your life. So here you are, like, you know, we definitely seek some sort of some sort of inspiration from you, like, you know, how people can, how musicians or, you know, aspiring musicians can utilize this particular phase in, you know, honing their skills or something like that, if you could tell us.
Absolutely.
I can hear a beautiful body.
There's a lot of words that came out, and it's so nice because they finally get some freedom as well, you know, from the traffic.
It doesn't look like you are recording, you are at your place in...
Yes, I am sitting on some resort in Lonavala. She's so pretty, and her voice is so... Oh, it's a koyal.
It's just amazing. Beautiful. So, yeah.
We have BGM right now. We have background music. So, yes, I mean, it's awfully kind of you to say that, and thank you for that. But I think it's kind of... just the fact that if we're musicians or if we're artists, we need to be passionate about what we do, right? I mean, I think everything else is different. You can keep that aside because that's something that we're used to. The work, the popularity, the PR, the promotions, the running, the gigging, the fans, the limelight, all of that is one thing. That's part of what we do. That's the aftermath of getting success for what we do, howsoever much we may get. Right now, if we're not able to do all those things that get us all of that, then what do we do? Do we just sit stagnant? We do love what we do, right? I mean, I love my job. I love what I'm doing for a living. And I don't think anything should stop that from transpiring and from you to continue it. I don't think anything should stop you from continuing it, even if there's a pandemic. Yeah. And also because we are only in quarantine. We're not sick. We're not sitting home debilitated. We're sitting home with all the freedom inside our home.
Uh-huh.
So why not utilize that freedom? Why not utilize what you have and just do things for the love of what you do? And that's what I do.
Right, absolutely. And even, like, you know, for musicians across the world, across the globe, it is a good time to, if I can say, if it's a good time to seek inwards and you know, look, you know, inside, try to seek all the inspiration from within, from your own self, because you can't go out, you shouldn't step out. So this is the time when you can try to exploit each and every corner of your being as a creative artist. What do you say?
Oh my gosh, I love how you put that. That mm-hmm. is exactly what it is. That's exactly mm-hmm. what it is. And there's so much hidden. They say that in the worst situations is when mm-hmm. some of the most creative things have come out. And I suppose this is one of those nudges by nature to get that out of us.
right. What else
go
apart from
create? Everybody who's listening, please go out and create. Do stuff.
Yeah.
Go out as in not out of your home.
Yeah, absolutely. But tell me, Shasha, apart from music, what else are you sort of doing to keep yourself motivated and positive all the time? Is there something that we could also learn about?
I feel like a motivational speaker right now.
Yeah, but that is all what we would really want.
No, I can tell you what I'm doing. I'm basically sitting around and reading a lot.
Uh-huh.
I do have clinical ADHD. I think I may have mentioned this last
yes.
time. So I do have an attention deficit disorder. So I do get distracted very easily. So when I get sick of reading, I'll probably start maybe writing something. Or if I get tired of that, I'll go and clean my house. If I'm tired of cleaning the house, I'll maybe binge watch something, or I'll go and cook. And I am an exceptionally good cook, and I will take credit for that.
Wow.
I love cooking. So I'll do that. I'll spend time doing that. What's great right now is that you can talk to people who you generally don't make time for. You know,
right.
Your distant relatives, or your nanny nana, or an old friend who you may have not spoken with in the past couple of years or the past few months. Get in touch with everyone, guys.
This social distancing has sort of reduced the distance that our busy lifestyles had otherwise created.
Yes, totally. And make video calls, get back in touch with people, and if you're into meditation, I think that's also another way of 21 days. It could be like a detox, work on your body, just stretch and get your blood flowing to, places which you can't in the studio and all of that. I think this is a detox for us. These 21 days are phenomenal. It's such a gift. It's just, just don't let I live alone, so for me it can sometimes get to me, because I usually like just stepping out of the house and going out for a coffee, or just simple things, but I can't do that right now, so that's why it's totally getting to me. But I think a lot of people live with other people, their friends or roommates or family, so there's a lot you can do, guys.
Yeah, and Shasha, tell me work wise how it has been for you, when this before the lockdown, were you supposed to go for any recordings or shows or gigs or anything of it? Anything got cancelled or stalled?
Oh, not anything. Everything. I was supposed to be in Lucknow. I had two gigs in Lucknow. I had another gig in Delhi. Then I had another gig in Jaipur. I couldn't do any of these. And then I had two recordings in Chennai. That didn't happen. So I have lost a lot of work because of the lockdown, and I think everybody has.
Yeah.
Everybody who's staying home, who can't work from home, they're all missing out on a lot of work. But I think Jaan hai to Jahan hai, so it's okay. It's okay. Work will always come to you, but
Absolutely. And how are you in touch with your music fraternity? Like Rahman sir, is there any sort of a communication that is happening between you guys, the circle that you work with?
Absolutely. Everybody is so connected. I think social media is beautiful, and I think the spirit of people is so beautiful right now, because there is some way or the other that we're all kind of involved, even though we're not physically meeting and physically in touch with each other. And for example, there was this hashtag. It was called Quarantine Antakshari. And so Arman tagged me in that. I carried forth the Antakshari. I tagged three more people. They carried forth the Antakshari. They tagged like Vishal, or they tagged Shalmani, yeah. or they tagged somebody. So everybody's just, you know, kind of together, and we're all doing live videos and taking, like, I was on a live video with Vishal a couple of days ago. He's like, hey, just come live, join in. And then he made me sing a couple of songs, and we spoke and chatted up, and, you know, it's so nice. Everybody,
it's so nice that never before this kind of a thing has happened. And, like, you know, everybody, like, unspokenly, like, people have just come out, and it's all like, it feels like a family. It's not just you guys, the music fraternity, but it's as if the listeners, the fans, the audience has also, you know, become a part of the family, the big family.
Yes. So in the Antakshri thing, that's exactly what was happening. We're tagging people from and outside the fraternity, and people are just joining in and becoming a part of it. So I think it's something where we all need to come together, as the world needs to come together at a time like this, because what we're going through is something we're going through as a planet, you know,
right.
It's not something that only India is facing, or only China is facing, or only the States is facing.
Right.
And I think it's kind of just brought us together, rather than, there's 100 reasons to distinguish between our race and other races, but this is beyond race.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amazing. It has been just so amazing talking to you. Guys, listeners, I urge you guys to check out her YouTube channel, and also on Instagram, you are Sasha Sublime.
Correct. I'm Sasha Sublime on Instagram. On YouTube, I'm Sasha Dhirupati, SashaTirupati. And I Can't Make You Love Me. Please, guys, do check out that video and the song, and I hope you like it. And I'm going to keep coming out with more content while I'm stranded at home.
Wow, amazing. And lastly, if I could request you to sing O Sona Tere Liye for me.
Oh, okay. Of course. I'll sing. O Sona Tere Liye O Sona Tere Liye Hawaon ne Sajde Kiye. There you go.
Oh my God. Just got me so emotional. This is a lovely, lovely song. Do you remember that my daughter's name is?
Sasha.
So I'm going to sing this song to her. And this is just beautiful. It has been a lovely experience again. And I'm so looking forward to meet you in person very soon. And
likewise, Eva.
And release the original episode that we shot a month ago in the Nanak FM studio. So I will be releasing a couple of, pictures of that particular, shoot, so that people can see. And wow, it's been just amazing. You take care, and we'll be in touch. Thank you so much again to come on Nanak FM Soundcast like this.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me again, Eva. And to you, to Sasha, to everybody who's listening, guys, please be safe. This is about your health and the health of other people. So stay home, stay busy, and take care.
Wow. Thank you so much, Sasha Tirupati. You have been just so lovely. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I must say, this remote recording experience was truly fun. Taking the social distancing message quite seriously, but that is how it must be. As Sasha rightfully spoke about treating music, be it listening to it or creating it, as a healing therapy. It was great to connect with Sasha Tirupati again. As I mentioned, we have already shot an episode earlier, before the lockdown situation. We will release that episode too in near future. For now, make sure you share the link of this episode with your friends and family. I believe listening to podcasts could be a very helpful source of information and entertainment, especially in these times. This is the way that you and I are connected. So So share your feedback. You can write to me at eva.bhatt@9xmedia, or you can follow me on my Instagram handle at evabhattpodcast. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast on the Epilogue Media website. Rate this podcast, review it on Apple Podcasts. Stay home, stay safe, listen to your favorite podcasts. I'm sure it will help you boost that positive energy and hope within all of us. So sending you loads of love.